Okay, gentlemen, good morning. Boker Tov, everybody. We are beginning on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Omud Beis, by the two dots, about 8 lines up from the bottom. So we quote the Mishnah, even if a king is coming up to you in the middle of Shemar Esrei, don't respond. And as I mentioned already, this is talking about where it's not Pikuach Nefashos, although the story that we'll have here sounds like it would even be because of Pikuach Nefashos. So we have a story over here. Omer of Yosef, first we have a statement. Omer of Yosef, Lo Shanu Elamach Yisrael. This is talking about a Jewish king, because a Jewish king is going to know you're saying Shemar Esrei. Avu Malach Lamach Akum, but a Goyish king has no idea what Shemar Esrei is. He thinks you're being disrespectful to him, and he'll kill you. Posek. Meisve, Hamispal brings down a brisa. Hamispal v'ra on v'ra anos. Poor kinegdo. If a person is not in Shemoneh Esrei and he seems a person who's going to hurt him, an anos is somebody who's going to cause him trouble. A guy that is a bad guy. Or raw car on Bokinedi. He sees a wagon coming at him, right? The truck that's running off the highway. Lo yemavsik. What should he do? Don't stop. Again, we're talking about where you have time. That you're not just jumping out of the way. So in this situation, lo yemavsik, the person shouldn't stop a Shemoneh Esrei, elo mikatzav ola. Say a shortened form of the Shemoneh Esrei, right? Either we said before that you just say the first and last words of each of the middle brachos, or you could say all the middle brachos together like Havi Neinu. So how can you tell me over here that it says don't stop, and here you see that you are allowed to change your Shemoneh Esrei around in some way? So it says lo kasha. Had the efshel lekatzer, and on the side the rifts gears is had the lo efshel lekatzer. So it depends if you'd have enough time. So you see the truck coming at you, and you got to get out of the way right now. You get out of the way right now, but the truck's coming at you. It's 5 blocks away. You see, this is a good place. The trucks are coming over here on the sidewalk over here because there's an accident in the street, and here I am davening on the sidewalk. So you have time to be makatzer, and finish your Shemoneh Esrei in the shortened version rather than stopping where you are. So it all depends on the circumstances. And then the gears of the rift continues over here. Efshel lekatzer makatzer. The halach is, if you have time that you could finish your Shemoneh Esrei, albeit in the shortened fashion, then that's what you should do. Be low. But if you don't have time, it's pikuach nefashos. It's going to be dangerous right now. So then you don't obviously have any concerns. You just stop where you are. Now we have a Maisa. Maisa b'chosid echod. Chosid echod, and throughout Shas, is either Rav Yehuda ben Bata or Rav Yehuda bar Iloi. So one of these two great Rav Yehudas. He's usually the Maisa b'chosid echod that we have. He once was davening on the road. Again, they didn't have the infrastructures that we do. They didn't have Baruch Hashem. Oh, sure, we have Minyanim every half an hour. So they didn't have that. So if you were on the road, you didn't have a place to go. So you just davened on the road. So Bosar Echad, an important officer, came and said to him while he was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Shalom Aleichem. But not Shalom Shalom. Below here, Shalom. So he didn't respond to this important guy. Shalom. He didn't say Aleichem Shalom back to him. Hintonlo, this guy was upset. He said, who does he think he is? He's not responding to me. I'm going to get him. But he waited. And the Mefarshim explained that this Chosid Echad, he knew that this wasn't a Pikuach Nefashos situation. We'll explain a little bit more in a moment. So, Hintonlo, I should see him through Lasso. This Tsar, this officer over here, waited until he was done with the Shemoneh Esrei. Lachashim through Lasso. After the Chosid finished the Shemoneh Esrei, Amalei Reika, he said, you fool, you empty one. Va'alo, Kosov B'Sarashem, doesn't it say in your Torah? Again, this implies that he's not Jewish over here, but he was a kind person, albeit he was upset that he didn't review the didn't answer it. So it says in your Torah, it says over here in your Torah, you have to protect your life. A person has to take precautions to make sure that he doesn't do something that's dangerous. You have to go out of your way. This is a mitzvah saseh that a person has to go protect himself. This has huge halach lemaisa ramifications in terms of all sorts of things. On Shabbos, I'm going to give a shiur on the coronavirus and the halacha and the medical implications of it between Mincha Maariv and Shabbos the afternoon. So this is part of the mitzvah. A person has to take precautions. A person has to take care. So Nishmat Mod Nishat Setum, and therefore this Sar said to him, Kishunasati L'cho Shalom, when I said hello to you, I'm an important guy. If you don't say hello to me back, I'm going to chop your head off. Why did you not follow your own Torah that says protect yourself? And it's not Yehari Vayavar. I didn't ask you to bow down to Avodah Zarah. I said hello. So you're supposed to answer me back because I could kill you if you don't answer me back. And if I cut your head off with my sword, who would have gone and said, I did something wrong? You're chutzpahdik to me. I'm a very important guy. And if you don't respond back to me, I have the authority to kill you. So why didn't you respond? So I'm a lay. So this Chosid Echad said, Hamtein li ad she'afayischa bidvorm. Wait 1 second, and then if you're not happy with my answer, you chop my head off. But he knew, he apparently saw that this person was nice. Number one, he said, he waited for me. He didn't start barraging me in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He waited until he was done with Shemoneh Esrei to say this. So That's one clue that he had. Others say maybe he knew him in some way, or he knew that he had an absolutely winning answer that he knew the guy would be appeased by. And he's going to give him a winning answer that does appease the guy. So he said, let me explain to you what I did. So he said to him, Amalek, if you, the Tsar, was standing in front of your king, and a friend of yours came along, why are you speaking to the king and says, hi, Mr. Important Person, how are you? What would you have done? Would you have responded to him? You're talking to the king. Would you have responded to your friend? Of course not. I would absolutely not have done that. And in fact, if you had responded to your friend, what would the king have done to you? The king would say, chutzpah? You're talking to this? I'm the king. You're talking to me. And you say hello to this guy? Off with your head. So therefore, he said to him, Rabbi Yehuda, the Maisav Chassid Echad said to him, Ilu hayu chotche, Amalei, hayu chotche misrosh misayim. So the sire said, of course, they chopped my head off. So Amalei, so the Chassid said to him, listen to what you're saying, and then you tell me if I was right or wrong. You were standing in front of an earthly king. He's here today, gone tomorrow. He's here today, he's gone tomorrow. Tomorrow he's dead. And you're afraid of this guy? I'm standing in front of the eternal God, eternity, nitzchius, and I should respond to you when I'm talking to the king? You wouldn't respond to me if you were talking to your earthly king who's here today, gone tomorrow, is not for all eternity. You expect me to interrupt when I'm talking to the eternal king? Allah has come and come, how much more so? Miyad despise also Asar. The Asar said, Taki, you're 100% right. And he escorted him home. He said, basically, you attack 100% correct. You shouldn't have stopped Yishmon Esrei. Again, the Mepharshim explained that this wasn't a Pikuach Mepharshos situation, and it is Pikuach Mepharshos, so then you're not allowed to go and do this. You're not allowed to give up your life for a mitzvah unless it's under a Kiddush Hashem type of a situation. In times of Shmad, Rahman al-Islam, if the Goyim tell us, I'm going to kill you, unless you wear red-colored shoelaces, so you have to wear, let yourself be killed, rather than wear the red-colored shoelaces. In terms of times of Shmad, some of these dinim become all Yahari Vayava. But in general, most of the time, you're not supposed to give up your life to do a mitzvah saseh, or even not to transgress a lo saseh, except the three cardinal sins. Again, a tremendous amount of halach lamais in this that we don't have time for. Then we said in the Mishnah, afilu nochosh karuch al ikvo lo yafsik, even if there is a snake, you know, around your leg, wrapping himself around your ankle, around your heel, lo yafsik, don't interrupt. So again, we're dealing over here not with a poisonous snake. We're dealing over here with just maybe it's uncomfortable or it's a concern that's not a pikuach nefashos concern. Our Rishay says, lo shanu el nachash. This was talking about a nachash that's not a poisonous snake. Aval akrav, a scorpion, which by definition is always dangerous, posek. You have to stop Yishmon Esrei. You're not allowed to give up your life to say Yishmon Esrei. More questions this and says, wait a second. Neisvei. Nofal legovu arayos. If somebody falls into a den of lions, if somebody falls nebuch into the cage at the zoo with the lions, so they're not allowed to say, he's dead. Ain meidin lov shemeis. You're not allowed to say that the guy's dead until you see that he's dead. You can't go tell the wife, yeah, listen, go we remarry. Your husband's dead. He fell into the lion cage. Because maybe he didn't die. The lions only eat. We see this from the nature that we understand this. Lions won't necessarily kill somebody unless they're hungry. You're not bothering the lion, lion won't bother you. Lion's hungry, you're in a lot of trouble. The lion's not hungry, then you're probably not going to be killed by the lion unless you do something to get it upset. We see that's what we had the other day with the Doniel and the Govar Arayos. So the officers of the Nebuchadnezzar said, it must be that the lions aren't hungry. That's why they're not killing him. So they waited a week. They left Doniel in there a week. Said, we're not feeding the lions. We'll make sure that the lions are starved. There's no way there'll be a morsel left of Daniel. So we see from riots from Tanakh as well as from practical stuff, the lions won't attack you. So therefore, a witness who saw you fall into lions then can't assume that you're dead. However, if a guy falls into a pit that's filled with snakes or scorpions, you take it to the bank. You don't have to see him dead. If he fell in there, there's no way he survived. So this is a kasha. He fell into a pit of snakes, and we say he's vade dead. How come you don't have to be concerned if a snake wraps himself around your leg? Somebody says, no, shiny awesome. The agav itzitzo maske, because you fell into the snakes. It's like you're instigating the snakes. And if the snakes get instigated, they will attack you. But just stop. If you just see snakes over there, they're not going to bother you. If you don't bother them, they won't bother you. Again, certain snakes, yes. Certain snakes, no. You have to know what the snakes are. When in doubt, When in doubt, a person obviously can presume pikuach nefashos. Even sofek pikuach nefashos, we deal like vaday pikuach nefashos.
Wouldn't it make more sense for a person now to just get rid of the thing and then go back to his prayer?
So it depends. It depends. Maybe now, for the way we daven, yeah, because we're so easily disturbed in our davening, so there are different things. I'll tell you stories. I tell you many stories. I heard of Gadol. They're so involved in their davening. So somebody once wrote, I think Pesach Kron tells this story, that somebody once wrote in the Mattersdorf, in England, the Manchester Rav, and he wanted, Pesach Kron said he wanted the Manchester Rav to daven for a fool for Shleimus somebody. So he wrote in the city the name of the person. Afterwards, Yacharot, he went over to the Manchester Rav and said, I'm so sorry, I wrote in your city the name of this person. He said, what? I never saw it. You know, you put something in my sitter, I'm going to see it. You put something in the Manchester Rav city, he's so concentrated and focused on his davening. So if you're such a person focused on your davening, so then these things, they're not pikuach nefashos, so ignore them. And they're able to ignore them. So again, some people, it might be better for their kavana to get rid of the thing. If a sitter drops in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not supposed to pick it up. That's how important your kavana is, not to be disturbed by something. You're not supposed to hold children while you're saying Shemoneh Esrei. You're certainly not supposed to hold your cell phone unless you're davening from your cell phone emitting the Shemoneh Esrei. And people hold their cell phones and then, you know, scrolls across the screen, the text message and stuff like that. So that's a distraction. You should never daven from a sitter from your phone if there's distractions on your phone constantly occurring all the time. Because these are all distractions. What the Chazal are telling us over here is, try to concentrate on your davening. Don't be distracted. And these things, if they're not really life-threatening, so then ignore them. That's the focus over here. Amar Yitzchak, Roshvarim Posek. If you see oxen, so oxen in those days gored, the Mepharshim bring down, today our oxen are often mesurasim. We often castrate them. We often do things to them to make them more docile. So this may not apply. It all depends on the circumstances. But in those days, oxen were wild bulls, and you were in a lot of trouble if you saw them. So you stop your shmoneh esrei and you run away. The Tani Rav Hoshaya, we have a story from Rav Hoshaya. He says, Machikim Mishor Tam, even from a shore that hasn't yet done damage. Even it's a quote, Shor Tam, hasn't yet damaged, so run away from Chamishim Amah, even 50 Amah away. And from a shore Muad, that's a shore that has done damage before, Kibloenam, don't let it even see you. Run as far away as you can. Right? Those people, those nuts that do the running of the bulls, and they stand in front of the bulls, Meshuggahness, that's this Gemara. The bulls are going to attack you. You know, maybe you'll get away, maybe you won't, but you're Meshuggahna if you do that. And that's what the Gemara is telling us over here. Tanamish Meir Rav Meir, Reish Turah B'dikula, even if the shor has its head in a feed bag, in other words, the shor is not hungry right now, he's eating stuff, run away. Solik Ligra, run up to the roof, Vishadeh Darga Mitusech, and pull the ladder out from underneath you. Because the shor could, so to say, go up the ladder and get you. Obviously, Lav Dafka Rashi says, but the idea is get yourself into a safe position as secure as you possibly can, because these are dangerous animals. This is specifically talking about a shor that's a dark shor, a black shor, and during the month of Nisan when there's not a lot of food around. Because the sultan's instigating this shor at that time. It doesn't have a lot of food. In the summertime, when there's more food, so then the shor is a little bit more docile, a little bit more calm. Listen to this story. Phenomenal story. Rav Chanina ben Dosa, probably throughout Shas, is the Tana that's most associated with phenomenal miracles occurring on his behalf. He was a real Baal Mofes. Many, many stories about him. Here's one. Ma'aseh b'makom echad shehaya arud. Others have the gears over here. Arvad. It's more correct really to say Arvad. The Chadashim Gam Yishonim brings down that Menachem Meshav Nefesh brings down over here because an arud is also named for a wild donkey. So he says the proper pronunciation over here is an arvad. In any event, they're all agreeing it's the same thing. What is this creature? So Rashi explains over here that this is a cross over here, a snake and a tzav. A tzav is a toad. So this is some sort of a mixed species. A toad. Some sort of a turtle. Okay, I thought it was a toad. Okay, whatever. Some of these things, we're not sure what they are. But this tzav, right, when you have the Shemona Shvat, so we're not always sure of what they are. So it's a cross between a tzav, whatever the tzav is. If it's a turtle, fine. I thought it was a toad. In any event, whatever it is, and a nochosh, and a snake. So you have this mixed creature over here called an arvad, okay? Or as they pronounce it, an orud in many places. In any event, this orud is a very, very, very dangerous creature. Rashi tells us over here that if this creature bites you, you're in a race for your life with this creature. Whichever one gets to the water first will survive. If the arod, arvad, bites you and you get to water, you will survive. If the arvad gets to water first, how that works, I don't know. then you will die. In other words, there's some sort of a poison that it bites you with, and this is a metaphysical way to save yourself by getting in touch with water. Okay. Voyamazik is a brios. This Arvad was going around damaging people. Now, Bovo Dilo Rechidin Medosa. He told Rechidin Medosa, we got a danger in our midst. So what does he do? Amalem, Heroli Eschoro. Show me where its bore is. Show me where its hole in the ground is, and I'll go there. Hero Eschoro. They showed him where he was hanging out. Nosan Ikva Piachor. He puts his foot on top of the hole to not let the Arvad come out. Yotza, the Arvad comes out, sees something blocking his way, and bites him. Vinishlacho. Umeis. Also, Arvad. The Arvad dies after biting Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Normally the person dies after getting bit by the Arvad. Here the Arvad dies. Nitaluak Seif, he takes the Arvad on his back. They reveal the base of Medrash. He brings it to the base of Medrash. Amalem, he says, Rubini, look everybody. And Arvad memis elachet memis. It's not the Arvad that causes death. It's just a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you deserve to die, you're going to die. If you don't deserve to die, the Arvad can't hurt you at all. And the also Shah Amru, the people said at that time, Oy Lili Yodim Shukabu Arvad. Woe is to the person that meets up with an Arvad. However, Oy Lili Arvad Shupagat the Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And woe is to the Arvad that meets up with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So again, what's this Maisa for us? What do we learn from this type of a story? Don't go put your foot over an Arvad's thing, hole, and think you're going to get away with it. So how could Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa do this? And so Mefarshim brings several answers. As I said, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa throughout Shas is a person who lives a mile in a teva. Just to give you an example, one time, a famous story in Moran Tainis, that his daughter comes to him running on Erev Shabbos and said, I lit the vinegar instead of the oil. I made a mistake. I thought it was, I made a bracha levatolah, what's going to happen? We don't have light for Shabbos. He said, don't worry. So what difference does it make? The same God that says that oil lights also says the vinegar lights. One is no different than the other. You think oil is natural and vinegar is a miracle? No, they're both miracles. And kachaya, the vinegar stayed lit all Shabbos and he made Abdullah off that flame. So Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was lamalam and ateva. When he was hungry, his wife said, we need food. So he said to God, give me food. And God hands him down a golden leg of a table. His wife says, no, we don't want the food that badly. That's our table in the Olam Hamas. So he hands it back to God, and God takes it back, which was a bigger miracle. The first time he got it, but the time he gave it back. This is one of many, many, many stories of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. He was learning by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son gets sick. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, do me a favor, heal my son. We'll have that in the Gemara in a couple of days, right? So he heals Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, anyway, but you're greater than him. He says, yeah, but he's greater than me. And I may be greater than the Torah learning, but he's a Baal Mofi. So again, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is Lamalam and Ateva. He could do something like this. He wanted to show the people that you think the Arvad is something to be scared of. You should be scared of sin. Sin is what you should be scared of. The Arvad is just a messenger of God. And again, you can't do this at home. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is Lamalam and Ateva. He's allowed to put himself in a danger that you or I cannot put himself into, because of him, it's not a danger. He says, there's no way the Arvad can harm me. He was on such a high madrega. Right. Again, Rechanim Medos is a unique individual. Yeah, Elliot.
It seems like the halakhot of being disturbed during tefillah are stricter than during Shema.
So in many ways they are, because for Shemona Esrei, you need to have kavana. For Shema, you only need to have kavana for a short period of time. Now, ideally, you're supposed to have kavana of everything, don't get me wrong. But Shemona Esrei really requires intense concentration, because a person is davening for his life. He's davening. Shema, you're accepting all Malchus Shemayim. Whoa! Unbelievably important. But once you've accepted that, if you don't have a lot of kavanah, it's not the end of the world. Shemona Esrei, you're supposed to have kavanah for all the brachas. We paskin in certain ways that if you didn't, then you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. But the first bracha, we technically paskin, you're supposed to repeat the Shemona Esrei if you didn't have kavanah in the first bracha. Only problem is, the rabbis say that don't do that, because you're not going to have kavanah the second time. That's just be a bracha levatola. But lemaisa, you're supposed to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Some even go so far as to say, there's a Yerushalmi that goes so far as to say that if you don't have kavanah for each bracha, at least something, you have to repeat it. And for the first bracha, you have to have deep kavanah. So again, there's the Shemona Esrei is the most powerful tefillah that we have. It's a more powerful tefillah than Shema, even though Shema is Daraisa, and according to many, Shemona Esrei is only the Rabbanan. But it's a tefillah, as opposed to Shema is a mitzvah, but it's something that you can just accept all Malchus Shemayim with just the first words of Shema and be Yotzei. So again, you're right. I'm not knocking the Shema. We're not in any way minimizing the Shema over here, but Shemona Esrei in some ways is more important. Okay, next Mishnah. Maskirin. Here we go and starting to learn some halachas of the Shemona Esrei. Maskirin gevuras gishomim. Maskirin means that we mention it. This is not asking, this is mentioning. This is mashiv ruach morda goshim. or Hageshem, big famous machlokes, say Goshem or Geshem. I was always taught to say Hageshem, that's where Moshe Feinstein's, that's Al Shita. Many disagree with Moshe. Anybody says Geshem is fine, anybody says Goshem is fine. That's not what life is all about, to argue and get into fights about which one is right. Both are right. In any event, Maskirin Guruski Shabbin Biskis Amesim, we've bedavka the rabbis, Anshe Chesed Gola, put this bracha into the bracha of Tchias Amesim, which is the bracha of Mechai Amesim, the second bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei. Ushela, that's when you ask HaKadosh Baruch for rain. This mentions HaKadosh Baruch as the power of rain. That's Mashav Ruach Baruch Hashem. But to actually ask for the rain, that we do in Barech Aleinu. We're saying Talamot L'Rocha. So Ushela is in Birchas Hashanah. Birchas Hashanah is Barech Aleinu, the bracha we ask for Parnasa. The Havdalah, we add Atuchon Antanu in the Havdalah, in the Shmoneh Esrei, that we add in Bechonin Adas. That's the way our Mishnah Paskins, and that's the way Halach L'maisa it is. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Omer is Baruch Revias, Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Kiva had a separate bracha. The bracha, after you said Akela Kadosh on Matzei Shabbos, you'd say the bracha of Atachon Antanu with the bracha of Hashem, Mabda Bikosh Lachol, Atachon Eli Adam Das. So he had a separate bracha. And Rabbi Yehazer, Omer Boda, he added Atachon Antanu into the bracha of Modim someplace, like we do Al-Anisim. Right? And he didn't have it in the bracha of Atachon, and he didn't have it in a separate bracha. So three different shitas. We, of course, know, we pass him like the Chachamim that say to add it into the bracha, not make a separate bracha, but add it into the bracha of Atachon and Le'olim Das. The Gemara starts off and says, Maskim and Guru's Kishamim, my time. Why was this bracha put in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? So Rav Yossi tells us over here, Mitoch Sheshkula B'tchias Emesim, Lefiko Chavua B'tchias Emesim. Water is so essential. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the water, so that's as powerful an idea as Tchias and Esim. Both are Mechayiv and Esim. Without water, you're dead. Without Tchias and Esim, you're dead. Right? So therefore, these two are analogous. They're put into the same bracha. Why did the rabbis insert V'sheila B'chus Hashanah? Why did they say in St. Talmud in that bracha of Baruch Aleinu? My time, I'm Rav Yosef, Mitok Shei Parnasa, Lefiko Chavua B'Brachas Parnasa. Because rain is essential for an agrarian society. You need rain. Right? So therefore, it's part of your Parnasa. So therefore, it's put into the bracha of Parnasa. Havdol b'chonin ados, my time, why was Atachonin the chosen to be the bracha of Atachon and Tanu? So Rav Yossi, mitok shi chachma, kavua b'birchas chachma. It's placed into the bracha of chachma, because you need to be a chacham to understand the difference between Shabbos and the rest of the week, and to contemplate and understand the deep relevance of Shabbos versus the rest of the week. Rabbanan Amrei, mitok shi chol, l'fika kavua b'birchas chol. Another reason the rabbis gave, the first one was Rav Yossi, the rabbi said, because this demonstrates that it's a weekday. By saying the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, you just said that by Mincha and Shabbos, you said by Shachas and Shabbos. Now, this is the first bracha demonstrating it's weekday, so that's why they put it in over there. Great is wisdom. Chochma bina v'das. Das is the greatest of the three. It's the last of the three. Right? That's where the name Chabad comes from. Chochma bina v'das. That's what Chabad stands for. So das is the greatest of the three, and Hashem put it in between the Shem Hashem before and afterwards.
Rabbi, just as an aside, today's the yard side of the sixth Lubavitcher
Rebbe. So we learn Lila Nishmasa.
Deyos
is a very great thing. It's between two osios. Shenemar, ki kale. Kale is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deyos, Hashem. So the word Deyos is sandwiched in between two shames, two askaras of Hashem's name, to tell you the importance of it. But call me Shem Bodeya, and somebody that doesn't have Deya, doesn't have wisdom. Also, Rachimilov, that person is not somebody that you should have mercy on. Again, it's talking about a person that has the capability to have Deya, and has the brains for Deya and doesn't use it for Deya. He doesn't use it properly. Shneimar kilo ambinos hu akin l'rachmenu oseu. The Jewish people didn't act with Deya. We had Deya and we didn't act with Deya. So Navi Yishai says, therefore Hashem is not merciful on you. If you know the difference between good and bad, and then you don't act on it, so then God has no mercy on you. If a person's a Nebuch, he doesn't have that Deya, so then God doesn't hold him accountable. The is also in between the shames of Hashem. Osios over here, Rashi says Askaris, the shames of Hashem. Shneimar, this week's parsha, Poat Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Konu Yodecha. So it's between Hashem, Hashem. And therefore, we make an analogy over here between the Beis HaMikdash and Deya. Amar Belazar, Kolodim Sheesh Bo Deya. Kilu Niv the Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. If somebody acts with Deya, so it's like he's building the Beis HaMikdash. Because Deya Niv the Beis Shtei Osios, and Mikdash Nosan Bein Shtei Osios. A very nice analogy over here. Maskul Ravacha Karchino. He says, wait a second. Elamiyato, if you're telling me being sandwiched between two names is a great thing, so then what about Nekama? Nekama is also sandwiched between two askoras of Hashem. Elamiyato, Gdol and Nekama. Vengeance, that's not a good midah. Shenitma ben shtei osio, shenema, kel nekamos Hashem, right? So kel, then nekamos, then Hashem. So you're telling me nekamos is a great thing? So I'm like, yeah, in. Nekama can be a great thing when done properly. taking the kama properly is a great thing. But milsa niyal gedoli, it can be a great thing. Behind the damar ula, shtei nekamos halalu. Kel nekamos sem, kel nekamos ofia. Because there's two types in the kama. There's good nekama, there's bad nekama. Lama, why is it twice? Achaz latovi, achaz lera. Latovi, the save ofia, mehar paron. Hashem turned away from all the other nations. He took vengeance on the other nations when they didn't accept the Torah, and he only gave it to Klai Yisrael. So that's a good nekama for us. When we do bad, and God takes out against us, so he remembers us for bad, so that's when nekamos can be bad. They were offered it, and they didn't take it. Absolutely. That's why Hashem offered it to him. It wasn't a false offer. Hashem offered all the nations, and everyone said, no, we don't want it. And the greatness of Klai Yisrael was, we said, Nasav Nishba. We said there were things in it that we knew we wouldn't like, but we said we'd take it anyway. That's the great reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva said, Omer Bracha Revis. He says you insert a separate bracha. Omer Rav Shimon Bar Abel, Rav Yochanan. Michti, let's analyze this. Anshik, this is the Gdola, Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Brachos, Tfilos, Kedushos, Avdalos. The rabbi set up the Oshman Esrei. So why we have a three-way machlokis as to where they set up Atachon and Tanu? This is something that we should know. What did the rabbi set up? So now say, hey, Ketikkun. So why do we have a machlokis over here? This is a historical fact. The Anshei Knesset Gadol got together and said, when we next print your Siddur, right, they didn't print the Siddur yet at those days, when you write down your Siddur, so insert it over here. So how come we have a three-way machlokas? So I'm going to say, B'tchilo, Kabu B'tchilo, they originally put it into the Shmoneh Esrei, wherever they put it into the Shmoneh Esrei. Then Hashiru, they didn't have money for wine, but then people got a little bit more wealthier, and we came back into Bayi Shedi, we were very poor originally, but then we became richer. So originally the Mizbeach and the Kelim weren't so well adorned, and then they became more well adorned. The menorah, the first menorah was made out of tin, right? And subsequently it was made out of gold. So as they got wealthier, now they could afford to make Havdalah ala kos. So the rabbi said, Hashiru, they got richer, Kavu ala kos. They said, now make Havdalah ala kos, and no longer make it in Shmoneh Esrei. So they forgot what the original takana was because they didn't use it for a while. Hey, Anu, unfortunately, they became poor again. So Chazru Kavu B'Tvila. Now they put it back in the Shmoneh Esrei again. And the Hey Mamru, but we didn't remember exactly where. That's where we have our machlokas. Hey Mamru, Hamavlu B'Tvila Tzorashi Avdol Lakos. But they said you should still go be do Avdol on the coast if you have the money and you can afford wine, then do Avdol on the coast. But otherwise, everybody should do it in the Shmoneh Esrei. But now they didn't remember where they said originally put it in the Shmoneh Esrei. So we have three opinions as to what's the most optimal place to put in the Shmoneh Esrei. It manami, we likewise learn. I'm Rechiv Barav. I'm Rav Yochanan. Ashik Nesed Gdol. Tiknu Lem Yisrael. Brachos Tefilos Kedushas Adolos. The Ashik Nesed Gdol. Set up a Shmoneh Esrei. Betchila Kavu Betvila. Originally put the Abdullah in the Shmoneh Esrei. Hashiru. Then they got wealthier. Kavu Lakos. They said now you can make it on wine. Chazu Ve'nu. They got a poorer. So Kavu Betvila. They put it back in the Shmoneh Esrei. The Hamadu. And they also said Hamavu Betvila. So she Avdol Lakos. And they also said, however, still do it for those that can. Still do it Alakos.
What's the difference just between?
Nothing. It's just a reiteration of it in a different format. Yeah, 100%. It marnami. That's what it says. And they learned the same thing. Again, the Gemara is a recollection of what was said in the base letters. Sometimes it was said over in different names, so they want to tell us. They held like this, and also they held like this. It marnami, Rabbi Yosef, Dami Tavayi. They both said, Hamadu betvil, Tzorashi Avdol ala kos. If somebody davens in the Shmoneh Esrei, nevertheless, still say ala kos. And Omar Rava, the Gersa that we have is Rava, but it says on the side it should be Rabba over here. Umozvina nashmaisin. But wait, we have a brisa that seems to go against what we just said. That's why it's more likely to be Rabba. Rabba and Yosef both said this, but there's a brisa against us. Now they're on the right, and they shouldn't be going against the brisa. What does the brisa say? Ta, the person forgot. Below his kigur is kisham mitzkeh semesin. If you forgot to say mashavuruch mordegoshim, the halacha is you go back. Sheila b'chaz hashan. If you forgot to say talamata in the Shmoneh Esrei, halacha is machzino. So in both of these situations, you go back. However, the Havdalah b'chonin ados ain't machzino. So if you forgot to say atachon and tonu, this month say Shabbos, you don't go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Why not? Mibnei sheyachol. Because if you want, you can say Havdalah alakos. Shmuel says that's a kasha. That's the stira. We just said you have to. Tzarech la'avdil. Here it says if you want to. So which one is it? So the Gemara says you read the brayser wrong. Lotema mipnei sheyachol liomer alakos. Not that you're allowed to if you want to say alakos. Ela'ema mipnei sheomer alakos. Because you are going to say it on a coast. And that's why the halach lemais is. And the person begins to say atachon anton and the Shmoneh Esrei, he doesn't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because he can say it alakos. It manami. They again said like this in the base medrash. Amar bin yom ve'yevus shal is royosi ve'yosi is royochanu mitzidon. Va'amri le'rishim ve'yakov. The Mintzur, Esav Yochanan, he asked him, whoever was it, Esav Yochanan, and this person who's saying this over here, Rabbi Yom Yav, said, I was there, V'anos Shameh, and I personally can testify that I heard this. And they asked him, Hamabdu B'tvila, Tzor Shiav Dal HaKos, Olo. They asked him, if you said Atachon Antonin, the Shmoneh Esrei, should you or should you not make Havdalah HaKos? Ramah Le, and he told them, Sorry, Shiyavna Lakos. That's the Girsa that we have. The Madana Yontiv in the back, at the bottom of the Rosh, so he says the Girsa over here was Ain Tzorech Lahavdil Lalakos. In any event, that's the Girsa that we have, is Tzorech Shiyavdil Lalakos. So he said, yeah, you do make it again. But they asked, Ibailu, Hamadil Lalakos, Mashiyavdil Latvila. Another time, they asked the question, if somebody made Havdil Lalakos, Mashiyavdil Latvila, how does this ever occur? Because technically, you can make Havdil before you daven Marv. No, you're waiting to have a minion, and no, somebody says there's a minion over there, but you have to drive there. Okay, so let's make Havdalah ala kos, and then we'll drive there. Because you can't do malacha until you make Havdalah. So you make Havdalah in an unusual situation, you make Havdalah ala kos. Now, what should you do in Shmoneh Esrei? Should you repeat the Atachon Antonu in the Shmoneh Esrei? You repeat Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei. Not repeat the Atachon Antonu, you didn't say it, but you repeat Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei. So that's what they asked him. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Kavachomer Tvila. It's a Kavachomer. Uma Tvila, the saying of the Atachon Antonu in the Tvila is the Iker. And nevertheless, that's Takanti, Amri Hamadu B'Tvila, Tzorech, Shiyadu L'Alakos. Yet the rabbi said, even though you said it in Shmoneh Esrei, you say it again afterwards. But the Iker is the Shmoneh Esrei, so certainly if you said it afterwards, Hamadu Lakos, the Laavika Takondi, that wasn't the essential, certainly Kavachom, Lakoshikain, that you should say it anyway in Atachon Antanu. And that's the halacha. A person should say, even though he knows he's going to say Havdalah Lakos, right? So he still should say Atachon Antanu in the Shmoneh Esrei. That's the halacha Lamaisa. Tani Rav Acha Richo, Kamei de Rav Chinino, Hamadu Betvilo, Mishubach, Yosem, Mimisha Yadu Lakos, saying the Atachon Antanu in the Shmoneh Esrei is better than saying it on Lakos. But if you do both, you know Brachas Arosho. According to this first version, which we're going to change, says that's the wonderful thing if you can do both, which is the way we paskin. But then the Gemara is going to question this and have a different girsa. Ha gufa kasha. First of all, this is intrinsically contradictory. Amis, first you say Hamad b'tvila b'shubach yosim mishi yad l'kos. You're saying it's better to say in Ishwan Esrei. If you only say it in one of the two, say in Ishwan Esrei. But then you say Amo tvila l'chudo sagi. That implies that saying it alone in the Ishwan Esrei is fine. And if you say it afterwards, it should be Brach Levatala. But then you tell me, now, that seems to say that you should say it afterwards. If as soon as you said it in Shmoneh Esrei, you're exempt, you're finished, you said Havdalah. So, Havdalah, Brach Shena Tzricha. And now, when you say it ala kos, it's an unnecessary Bracha. Both of them said it, either Rav, or Reish Lakish, or both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they either way it was it said, over Mishul Lo Sisa. When you say Hashem's name in vain, you're saying Hashem's name in vain. And this is a bracha that's not necessary, it's saying Hashem's name in vain. So therefore, how do you reconcile this? They say, yeah, you have to change the gears around. Eleimah Hachi, say the following. Im Hivdil Bezu, if you said it in the Shmoneh Esrei, V'lo Hivdil Bezu, and you didn't repeat it, that's good. Yanuchal Brachas HaRosho. That's the more correct gears according to this. They still ask questions over here. Boy, me name Rav Chistam Rav Sheshes. Tall bazoo bazoo. Maho. The guy's a shmata cup over here. He didn't say Atachon Antanu in Shmoneh Esrei. And then he went and he didn't say Havdalah. Now, how do you mean he didn't say Havdalah? So he didn't say Havdalah now. He can say Havdalah till Tuesday night. So no far, Shemus Lane over here, he ate. Once you ate, it's like you missed out on the Zman. You did Malacha. You missed out on the Zman of saying Havdalah according to this idea. It's not the way we paskin. Let's say somebody doesn't have a cup of wine. And he doesn't know Shmoneh Esrei by heart. So he's allowed to eat Motzei Shabbos if he's starved. He gets a glass of wine, so make Havdalah Sunday morning. So we don't paskin like this. But this opinion is holding that if you missed out on saying Atachon Antanu in the Shmoneh Esrei, and you missed out on saying Havdalah Al-Kos, so then you didn't make Havdalah on either one. What should you do? Tor Bezu Bezu. Mahu. What you do? That's what it says on the sign. Ayin Pirusho Berush. What I just told you was the Rush's understanding of this. Rashi doesn't explain this over here, so the Rush explains it. So Mahu, what's the halacha over here? So Amalei, Tal Bazu, he told him, if you made a mistake in both of them, Chos El Rosh, you have to go back. Now Rashi says over here, Litvila Ulikos. You have to go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, because you weren't Yotze on the coast. But by the way, if you get a coast, also say it on the coast. Amalei Ravina L'Rabba, how do we paskin over here? Hilchasa Mai. What is the halacha over here? So Amalei, Ki Kiddush. We paskin halacha L'maisa, the same din by Kiddush, by Havdalah. What's by Kiddush? Ma Kiddush, Avogad the Mekadosh Mitzlusa. Even though we say by Yechulu in the Shmoneh Esrei, that's Kiddush. We're saying Mekadosh HaShabbos. So therefore, even though we said it in the Shmoneh Esrei, Yotzi B'Doraisa, Mekadosh HaKasa. Nevertheless, we come home when we say Kiddush HaLakos. So to Havdalah. Ah, Nami, Avogad the Mabdu Mitzlusa. Even though we're saying Atachon Antanu in the Shmoneh Esrei, nevertheless, Mabdu HaKasa. And this is Halacha L'maisa, both for Kiddush and for Havdalah. Then we say, Rabbi Elazar Omer Baudor. Rabbi Elazar said, insert the bracha of Atachon Antanu, the statement of Atachon Antanu, not in Atachon, not as a separate bracha, insert it in the modem, like we do Alanisim. Choda is the bracha of modim. Rav Zeir, Rabbi Rochim Chamra, he was once riding on a donkey. Have a kochchok of Azur, Chia Baravim Basrei. And the Talmidim would often follow along with the Rebbe, and escort the Rebbe. So Amalei, so the Talmud asked the Rebbe, Vadai Amriso Mishmei de Rav Yochanan, Halachi Rebbe Eliezer, Beyond Tishchol Yosach HaRashabes, did they, in fact, codify and say, this Lashon of Vadai over here, so the Beis Yosef, Rav Dierenfeld, in the Sefer, brings down from the Smichas the Kenim, Kolomar, Halacha Vadoyis Ubrua Belishum Nidnud Sofek. So he says, is this definitively the Halacha? Do we agree that on Motzei Shabbos, that's Yontif? Now, Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, you don't say a Vachin Dikash Shmoneh Esrei. You don't say the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. You say the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei. Atach Abaton, we call Amin, right? So you're saying the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, so there's no Brach of Chol. So now, that opinion is out, the one that we paskin like. So do we paskin over here, like Rabbi Eliezer, to say, to insert, Batodienu, or Atachon Antanu, in Modim? Is that how we paskin? That's what he asked him. Is this the definitive halacha, like Rabbi Eliezer? Amalei, in. That's the girsa. We have, the Gros says, this is an incorrect girsa, because we're going to see later on another opinion over here from Rabbi Zeira. So how could he have said it over here? So it must be that this is incorrect, and the Gros deletes this over here. And the Gros says, the Gemara is now talking and asking, halacha, you're implying over here, is this the definitive halacha? Michal de pligi, that somebody, we don't say, what's the halacha when there's no argument. So you're asking over here, is this the definitive halacha, implying that somebody disagrees with this? So the question is, who disagrees with this statement that you should say, vato dienu, or its equivalent, atachon antanu, in modim? The lo pligi, where it says, lo pligi, lo pligi rabbana. The rabbis disagree. They say you put it in atachonain. So Gemara says, no, way. Emo the pligi rabbana b'shayim osashana. When do the rabbis disagree? When Saturday night is a week night. It's a whole night. But b'yontav, shechol yosach ha-shabbos, if Sunday is yontiv, so then there is no atachonain, so the rabbis don't agree. Mi pligi. Who argues with this opinion of Eliezer? Gemara says, all pligi Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva says, you put it in the, a separate bracha. So Mistama on Matzah Shabbos Yontif, right? When Sunday is Yontif, so Rabbi Kiv would say, make a separate bracha for Atachon Antanu, Vatodiyenu over there. So Gemara says, no. Atukol Shadakula Miyadinik Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva all year long. The Hash the Neku David Kavah say that now we should go pass like Rabbi Akiva. When it says, why not? Why don't we pass all year long like Rabbi Akiva? Kol Shadakula my time Allah Dinik Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we pass like Rabbi Akiva all year long? The Tam Nesri Tokun Tish Sare Lo Tokun. Because we brought down the other week that the rabbis made up the Shmon Esrei's Kineged somebody. Kineged Chana, they made up the 18 brachas, the 7 brachas, the 9 brachas, the 18 brachas, the 24 brachas, Shlomo Melech. There's always a reason that the rabbis set up the number of brachas of Shmon Esrei. And we never find 8 anywhere. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is wrong. So, Hochanami, Shev Tikkun, on Motzei Shabbos Yontif, it's a 7 bracha Shmoneh Esrei. The first 3 always intact. The last 3 always intact. Very, very, very minor changes sometimes. But the middle one, that's changed. Instead of 12, 13, we only make 1. So we have a marker for 7, but we don't have a marker for 8. Therefore, Hachanami, Shev Tikkun, Tami Lo Tikkun. So the Rabbi Kiva is not even involved in the discussion. So the Chachamah's opinion, Atachonein, there is no Atachonein. So therefore, who are you saying is arguing over here with Rabbi Eliezer? Bamalei, Lav Halochi Itmar, Elamatin Itmar. So he responded, no, we don't publicize this thing, Matin. So we have different levels over here. Matin means over here that Oruye Morin, Morinon, if somebody goes and asks you what's the halacha, you tell him that that's the halacha. That's what it means. The Itmar. Now, the Gra deletes the word Itmar because this is a new statement. He says it's not a proof to what we just said. Itmar. Rabbi Yitzhak, Radimi, Yama Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu here, the Mufarshim say, means Rab. Rabbeinu can mean Rebbe, and it also means Rab. That's why they're each known by their names. Rebbe was not his name. His name was Rav Danasi. Rab was not his name. His name was Rav Abba. So, he's known as the Rav of the Golas, and Rebbe was known as the Rav of Eretz Yisrael. That's why they're known as Rabbeinu and Rav. So when it says, Mishum Rabbeinu, it can mean either Rebbe or Rav. So here the Mepharshim should bring down that this is talking about Rav. In any event, Halacha, one opinion said, this is the Halacha, that you say like Rebbe Eliezer. Now we don't paskin like any of this. We'll get to all the way we paskin in a moment. But right now, the Gemara is saying, the Halacha is, in other words, you publicize this and tell everybody about this. V'amilei Matin, others say, no, if somebody comes to ask you, so if you want to, you can go tell him. Okay? And then Rabbi Yochanan Amar Modim, that if the person went and did it, so then, you know, and a Modim means you go and can say it. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nirin, he says, if the guy over here says that, if you did it this way, you don't have to be chozer. So basically, there are all different levels of how strongly we hold like this. Either we publicly announce it. If somebody asks you a shyly, you tell them this is what you do. If somebody did it, you say, okay, that's fine. Or if somebody did it and he says, do I have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? You say, no, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So those are the different levels. But everyone says in some way that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The last opinion that we gave over here, Rav Chiya Barava, who said nirin, that the halach is morin, you teach this in your shir, but you don't tell it to the hamon am. Okay? If somebody doesn't want to do it like Rabbi Eliezer, that's okay. Nirin, the mefarsha should bring down, means that you can say it over in your shir, but if somebody disagrees, it's okay to do it another way. And follow this opinion of Rav Chiya Barava because he's very careful and exact in his language. The dayik v'gomer shmaisi mipun demora. He was very, very exact in knowing what he would say. Rashi says over here, he would be very, very careful to say over things exactly the way his Rabbeim taught it, the exact language, even if it wasn't a typical terminology, as the Gemara would say. And he did this like Shapir Kiruchava de Pupadisa. Rav Chava de Pupadisa is also a great Amora, who was also very medayik to say over exactly the Lashon of his Rabbeim. Tomer Rachva, Rachva said, Amor Yehuda, he brings down, this should be Rav Yehuda, which is the Amora. Harabayis, in the Harabayis, Stov Koful Hoya, Vaya Stov Lifnim Mistov. There were various benches or arranged seating places over there. It was like stadium seating in some way. And he said he used the lashon of stav instead of the more common vernacular term itztaba. So he was very careful to use the exact word that his Rebbe used. So just like Rachva and Pumbedisa was very exact, Rav Chiya Barava is also very, very, very exact to go and use the exact terminology his Rebbe said. So if he said the din is nirin, so take that one to the bank, as opposed to halacha, morin, modim. Nirin was the exact terminology. Is this how we paskin? Gemara says no. Amar Rav Yosef, ano lo hayadan of lo hayadan. I don't know nirin, I don't know modim, I don't know matin, I don't know halacha. I know the following. Elam is the Rav Shmuel, yadana. I know what Rav Shmuel said. The takinu lo marginisa b'bavel. They said over the following thing in Bavel. Now why is it b'davka in Bavel? So the Mefarshim will point out a very cute thing. They said, because in Eretz Yisrael, it's very rare to have Sunday come out as a yontif after Shabbos. It's a one day, so it's less common. It can happen. I didn't say it can happen. I didn't say it can happen, but it was rare. In Chutz La'aretz, it was much more common because there's 2 days of yontif. So that's why B'davka Marginisa B'Bavel. Bavel was the source of this because it was just more frequent to occur in Bavel. In any event, what did they misaken vatodienu, which is what we say. We don't say atachon antano when yontif is Sunday. We say vatodienu, and they give us the nusach over here, the gemara over here. It's not exactly like our nusach, but it's similar to it. Vatodienu Hashem Elokeinu es mishnei tzidkecha. You taught us all the dinim. Vatilamdenu lasos chukim nechi. You taught us how to do the chukim properly. Vesanchilenu zmani sosim chagin edova. That you set up all of these zmani for us to be happy, ayantif, and the chagim over here, that we bring you various davas, we bring you the korbanos, that we bring the chagiga, that we bring to you, all the chagim and davas, that we donate to you various things. Now, the Gra deletes the next words, and we don't have them in our gears as well. Tarishenu kedusha Shabbos of Kovid Moed. Okay, the Gemara has that as a skirsa. Chagiga is a regel, and the bringing the korban chagiga on the regel. Ben kedusha Shabbos, kedusha yantif. And you taught us to differentiate the higher level of Shabbos, the lower level of yantif. They're both kadosh, but one is higher than the other. Shabbos is more Kodesh than even Yom Kippur, even any of the Shlosh Regalim. Hivdalta, you separated between these two Kedushos. You certainly separated Shabbos from the rest of the days of the week. Hivdalta v'kidash, Zahm Chisom v'kidush Secha, and then you go, v'titi lon v'chulei, that's the rest of the bracha, and you end up, v'kadish Yisrael, v'yazmanim, at the end of that bracha, Rashi says, and they point out, lav davka, on Yom Kippur, you end up, v'kadish Shabbos, Yom Zikaron, etc. So you ended off whatever the end of the bracha should be. That's the proper way to conclude over here. Batit and lana v'chulei. And that is the halach l'maisa. We added into the middle bracha, and not like Rabbi Eliezer said, amodim, we never pass like Rabbi Eliezer, we never pass like Rabbi Akiva, we always pass like the chachamim, we put in atachonein, and if it's not atachonein, it's a yontif, so then we put it into the middle bracha of the Yom Tishman Esrei. Next Mishnah. Omer, if a person says, Al Kan Tzipor Yigirachamecha, the person says, in the Shmon Esrei. To put my point about, you're allowed to say this other times, not in the Shmon Esrei. If you say, Hashem, please be merciful to us, just like you're merciful on the Kan Tzipor, that you have to send away the mother bird, that when it shouldn't sit on the baby bird. So, V'atov Yizach Shmecha, and only on good things should your name be recorded. Or if a person says, Modim Modim, he says Modim twice, Mishaskin also. In all of these situations, we're Mishaskin also. We don't allow the person to go and keep on davening. That's not proper for a person to keep on davening.
Is that individual,
or
is he the leader of the
davening? So, certainly if he's a leader, but even if you're davening in a tzibur, you shouldn't do this. A person shouldn't say these things. If he's davening by himself, so Rashi says over here Tosus on the top over here, on the next page says, from the Yushami, the first Tosus on the top of Lamed Aleph and Aleph says, Hadot Tema B'tzibur, Abo B'yochid Tachanunimeim. An individual could add this theoretically into his own Shmon Esrei, but the Shulchan Gemara disagrees with that. Shulchan Gemara brings down the Torah, says, a Yochid shouldn't do this as well. Yesh Li Zor, one shouldn't do this. So this, across the board, one shouldn't do this. Moras Lassa says, I understand Modim Modim. Mishlam Modim Modim, Mishashkin, so why? Mishlam Demetzik, Yishtei Rishuas. It looks like you're davening to this God and to that God. Well, Davin Modim to you and Modim to you. So that's, of course, ridiculous and terrible. So therefore, don't do Modim Modim. Al Tovi Zochashimcha, Nami Mashma, La Tova, Vela Ra. We think that you're only thanking God for the good. You're supposed to thank God for the bad. Kishem, this is not, we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Chai Vodim Baruch La Ra, Kishem Baruch La Tova. You're supposed to make a bracha. Rechman al-Islam, somebody passes away. So you say, Baruch Dayino Emes, right? That's not something you're happy about, although the Gemara will tell us over there that it's all in God's plan, so you should make the same Shechianu, the same Tovu Meitiv, but we're not on that Madrega. So the Chazal set up a different bracha. But you have to make a bracha on bad things. So if you say only God's name should be mentioned by good things, that's wrong. So those two I understand. Elo, Al Kan Tzipor Yigirachamecha, my timer. What's wrong with saying that God's mercy should be like He's merciful on the birds that we say, send away the mother birds, so you shouldn't see you take the eggs. So please, but Amaroi Barabba. Two machlokas between two Amaroim in Eretz Yisrael, but my Rabba is Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zavina. What did they, Zvida? What did they say? Chadma, we don't know which one said which. The nation, Matu, Kinu, Vice of Rachis. You're so to say, saying, Hashem said you can shech this animal, and you have to be merciful to that animal. It's going to bring, so to say, an idea that's going to cause fighting. So therefore, don't say this. The second opinion, you're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, which means his mitzvos, into merciful things. They're not necessarily done because of mercy, they're done because Hashem said to do them, and that's why we do them. They're only gzeros. One time, listen to this. How the Nachas made the Rabba. One time, the guy said Shmon Esrei in front of Rabba. Just like you're merciful on the birds, and they wait a mother bird to take the eggs, be merciful on us. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said to him, "Oh, kama yode haitzur b'merbano l'ratzui l'mori." He said in front of Abaye, "Whoa, look at this guy! How nicely he davens." Abaye says, "What? I'm only Abaye. For mishtachkin also tonight. We just learned that you're supposed to stop the guy. So you're praising him." No, so what was Rabbi doing? Rabbi nami lechadudi l'abaye hu deboy. He was just trying to make sure that Abaye was listening and was sharp. So Mistam, it must have been Abaye was a younger Talmud at this point because this is a Feirish Mishnah, so of course he would know it. So it's not clear what the Chidud was. So we find sometimes that they were younger, so maybe he was earlier in his career, and maybe that's why he was Mechadid him over here, just to make sure that he knew this Mishnah. How did Nachas make the Rechanina? Another famous story. A person once davened in front of Rechanina, and he went into a language when he said, all these praises. You can read what the words mean in the art scroll. So he read all these praises over here. They're all great. Hashem is great. Hashem is great. No, him didn't want to see him. Rav Chanina waited until he was done the Shmon Esrei. He see him when he was done the Shmon Esrei. Amalei, he said, Siam tinu l'kulu shamchei demarach? Yeah, finish praising God with every praise. You just said 10 praises over here. Are you done? Lama l'kuli hai? How come you stopped over here? Anan, hanitlost amina. The three that we're allowed to say, Akel, Hagadol, Hagibor, V'yanora, allowed them in Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say these praises himself about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the also Anshekinus Gadol of a Tekninu B'Tvila, and the Anshekinus Gadol said it's acceptable for us to praise Hashem with these praises, we wouldn't be allowed to say them. We wouldn't be allowed to say it. It's only because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and the Anshekinus Gadol codified it that we're allowed to say it. The Atarim is Kuli High, and you're saying more, the Aslis, and then you stopped? Marshal Lamelech Boss of Adon. Listen to this Marshal, beautiful Marshal. If you tell a rich king, Shahayulo Elif Alofen Dinre Zov. He has hundreds of thousands and thousands over here of golden dinarim. His vault is full, right? Vayu Makalsin also. And you say, wow, you know what, king? He's really rich. He has $100 in his vault. Bishal Kesef. He has a couple of dinarim of Kesef. Falukinayulo. What a busha it is that your king has $100. So when you're saying Akel, like a dolly bar, you know, raw, and then you add on all these things which you don't have the right to say, Adir, Azuz, Ayari, etc., you're basically saying God only has $100. And before I should point out, first we said he had thousands and thousands of gold, and now you're saying he only has a limited amount of silver. So it's a double whammy over here. And the idea behind it is, when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless you're saying what Chazal said to say, you're minimizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. And you have no conception. It's the difference between gold and silver. You're praising God inadequately in silver, and you don't even realize that he's gold. So that's why we're only allowed to say the praises. Now this is before Shmuel talk about, is during the Shemoneh Esrei. When you're dealing otherwise, I'm saying Gashir, I'm allowed to say, you don't understand how great God is. He's omnipotent. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the word omnipotent. But I'm allowed to say something like that. But in the Shemoneh Esrei, when you're codifying your tefillahs, you have to follow the lashon that Chazal said. Let's do one more till the two dots. Everything is in our hands. Nothing is in our hands except Yirat Shemayim. That's the one thing we can control. You can't control how smart you are. We can control what you do with that. So this is the famous pasuk that we darshan. What does Hashem want from us? So all he wants from us is Yira. So the Gemara says that's like nothing. So the Gemara says, "Atu Yirat Shemayim milsa zutrasi." All God wants from you is a little Yirat Shemayim, and that's a little thing. That's everything. All God has that He treasures is Yirat Shemayim. They bring down the analogy that when a person has over here nothing, when he wants to store something of value, he only stores something that he has nothing of. Right? If you have a lot of something, you don't put it in your vault. But something that you have precious, that you put in your vault. So there's very little Yirat Shemayim around. That's what Hashem stores in His vault. Shenemar, Yirat Hashem, He owed sorrow. So therefore, that's what Hashem keeps in His vault. So you're telling me this is a little nothing? Yirat Hashem is a little nothing? Someone says, in. Legabi Moshe, Milsu Tzutzasi. To Moshe Rabbeinu, a little Yirat Shemayim is nothing. If you ask somebody for a big chalim pot, and they have it, V'yeshlo, domolov kli gadol. No big deal. You can have a big chalim pot. Katan, but if you ask him for a small pot, lo, and he doesn't have it, domolov kli gadol. You ask him for a little piece of a plastic cup, he doesn't have it. You could have asked him for a huge chalim pot, he doesn't have that either. So for Moshe Rabbeinu who has Yirat Shemayim, it's a little nothing. For us who don't have the Yirat Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a big deal for us to ask for Yirat Shemayim. We'll stop over here. Everybody have a wonderful day.